Well, there's been a lot of excitement about the place because, of course, we've just gone through another Eurovision Song Contest.
The best part of the year. I spend the whole year waiting for this. I spend months leading up to it, researching the different countries' entries and getting ready for it. This is what I live for.
Admittedly, Mim does that similar things as well. I don't. It's more on the periphery for me.
It shouldn't be. No, it's just too good. It
was Mim's entire family sits and watches every episode.
It wasn't a great year, but then it hasn't been a great year for a while. So, you know, it was a good year in the sense that the winner would deserve to win, and it came out well. Good. And a drinking game was great this year.
There's a drinking game.
There's always a drinking game.
What was it this year?
Sorry?
What was the drinking game this year?
Oh, the drinking game is just it's a stack of rules as per normal drinking games.
Yes.
And the problem is that some years, you know, they don't. Some of the countries don't take, and it's rare, don't take properly proper advantage of, say, the wind machine.
Oh, yes, like it's
which is unusual, because generally they do. Mm. And this year we had, and see, there were some special ones like, you know, sip per moustache. And then the French came out to do a song about moustaches, which was just great because that really gave me a lot to drink. And then there'd be, you know, there'd be all the Latvian team and entering various others with moustaches and having a great time. And then, of course, Conchita Wurst comes on.
Yes.
And there's a proviso in the rules we're going, which was skull drink if moustache belongs to a woman.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
And so that was so good that we were just waiting for her appearance. So for
those of us who didn't watch the European Song Contest, Conchita Wurst is
the
winner.
The winner, yes.
Yes.
Sorry, there's a spoiler there.
Well, I figure you probably know this by now.
And described as the female Jesus by some.
By Adam. possibly the bearded lady. I know that could be terribly, terribly politically incorrect, but she is a very beautiful woman with a beard. So it's, well, she looks like a very beautiful woman with a beard. So bearded lady.
I described her as disturbingly attractive.
She's very attractive.
Historically, there's been a lot of people...
With beards.
Well, yes, with beards. A lot of transvestites have won. A lot of or female impersonators have won.
There was a transgender winner.
Yeah. I think.
And I wasn't entirely sure of Conchita's derivation.
The Israeli entry from many years ago was. And so it's part of the joy of it all.
Absolutely.
The woman who won, the LGBT community is well represented in entries.
Absolutely. Which is why I wasn't entirely sure about the political correctness of calling her a bearded lady.
Yes.
I gather she's a drag queen, but I'm not entirely sure.
But she was great, and at the point where she could sing. So she wasn't just the gimmick of she looked really memorable, but on top of that, damn, she could sing. She was very,
very James Bond theme kind of song.
Yep. I don't think she was the best singer of the night, but it was a good song, well presented. She sang really nicely.
Admittedly, that I saw little snippets of it, but I did actually figure that she probably was going to win. Whatever reason.
Well, I'd had her down as a winner. For me, it was down to her and a couple of other countries I thought would end up being in the final four, and I was right in the sense that one of them was a bit lower than I thought, and Russia was a bit higher than I thought.
I did see Germany. Yeah, I wasn't impressed with Germany.
And Poland was good. Yeah. Polish porn. What we said for Polish porn on stage? They were well aware of what they were doing. They were after a very particular demographic.
The two Russian twins did get... probably unwarranted booing. I don't think it's their fault that Putin's rampaging through Europe at the moment.
I think partially, but also keep in mind that Russia has a big advantage when it comes to Eurovision through the number of countries that will vote them high no matter pretty much what they enter.
Yes, that is very true.
And so there's a little bit of a political stuff, and there's a little bit of a general Eurovision block voting problems, and there's a few other issues around. It's not quite as simple as people just making a political statement.
I get that. But...
I understand there was even an Australian act during the halftime entertainment.
Jessica Marboy was Australia can't really enter because we're not part of Europe.
Well,
though.
Nor is okay. Israel.
Well, exactly. But Jessica Marboy did do a piece during the process. Yeah.
Which was good. I hope we never enter. If we enter, it'll ruin the fun. I don't like it being serious, but it was good.